This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Palestinians grabbed their children and belongings and fled neighborhoods on the outskirts of Gaza City on Friday as Israel unleashed a heavy barrage of artillery fire and airstrikes. Israel said it was clearing a network of militant tunnels ahead of a possible ground invasion. Israel has massed troops along the border and called up 9,000 reservists as fighting intensifies with the Islamic militant group Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip. Palestinian militants have fired some 1,800 rockets, and the Israeli military has launched more than 600 airstrikes, toppling at least 3 high-rise apartment buildings, and has shelled some areas with tanks stationed near the frontier. As Israel and Hamas plunge closer to an all-out war, despite international efforts at a ceasefire, communal violence in Israel erupted for a fourth night. Jewish and Arab mobs clashed, even after Israel dispatched additional security forces. The Gaza Health Ministry says the toll from the fighting has risen to 119 killed, including 31 children and 19 women. 7 people have been killed in Israel, including a 6-year-old boy and a soldier. An explosion inside a mosque on the outskirts of the Afghan capital Kabul killed at least 12 people during Friday prayers, as worshippers gathered for the Eid al-Fitr holiday during a ceasefire. The Taliban insurgent group, which declared the 3-day truce for the holiday, condemned the attack in a statement, and there was no immediate claim of responsibility. A spokesman for the Kabul police said the mosque's imam was among the 12 dead and that at least 15 people were wounded in the blast at a mosque in the capital's Shikhar Dara district. This is VOA News. Hong Kong Security Bureau said on Friday it had frozen assets belonging to jailed media tycoon Jimmy Lai in the first use of seizure powers granted to authorities under the national security law. The assets included all the shares of Next Digital Limited held by Lai and the property in the local bank accounts of 3 companies owned by him, according to a government statement issued on behalf of the Security Bureau. Lai was sentenced to 14 months in prison for taking part in unauthorized assemblies during mass pro-democracy protests in 2019. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Friday that a state of emergency was being extended to a broader area due to a rapid rise of coronavirus cases in those regions. But he added that holding a safe and secure Olympic Games was possible if tight preventative measures were implemented that would keep ordinary Japanese from coming into contact with those arriving in connection with the Games. The Olympics, postponed for a year due to the pandemic, are set to start on July 23rd. Prime Minister Boris Johnson expects an easing of Britain's COVID-19 lockdown to go ahead on Monday, his spokesman said, after concerns were raised over the spread of a coronavirus variant first detected in India. We've announced the changes that are taking place on Monday, and the Prime Minister said yesterday himself he expects they'll go ahead, the spokesman said, adding that a 5-week period before the next planned step in the easing of restrictions would be a time to assess any new data closely. The top prosecutor in Cyprus has asked police to investigate possible criminal offenses in the running of a cash for passports scheme after an official probe suggested thousands of passports may have been wrongly issued to rich foreigners. The East Mediterranean island awarded citizenship to 6,779 people between 2007 and 2020, the vast majority of them Russians under the now discredited scheme. An independent board of inquiry led by a former chief justice noted in an interim report last month that 51% of the passports went to people who should not have qualified. The entire interim report was handed over to police, the island's legal service said in a statement on Friday. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News. We'll be right back.